Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday. It's 9 a.m., and you are tuned in to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 1480 AM, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and on iHeartRadio. Hope everyone is having a good Saturday. I think spring is right around the corner. We got a little tease of it last week, and we're looking forward to some good weather. I'm excited. Golf season's coming up, and I couldn't be happier to be able to get outside and show houses without having to walk through 5 feet of snow. On the show today is one of my sponsors who I shout out every week. So, Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage.
Good morning.
What's going on, brother?
No, same old, same old.
Same here. Yeah. So we've got some good real estate topics today. As many of you have probably seen, interest rates have now dropped below 6% now.
Just below
6%. The lowest we've seen since 2022. So that's going to spur on some buying activity. And I've already seen it on some of my listings. Actually, I have 5 active listings right now, and I have multiple showings on 3 of them. So that's a good sign. Of course, I also have an investment property, which is part of what we'll talk about today. We talk about different types of loan programs that are out there, which, you know, conventional, FHA, USDA, VA, but there's also hard money lending, and Rick will talk a little bit about that later on in the show. But what I wanted to do first, because today is, it's kind of a special day. Actually, yesterday was a special day. I turned 54 yesterday. And
old man.
You're right behind me, pal. Don't even start with that. Don't even start with that. So I wanted to do, now every week I do a top 10 list. So I'm going to get my top 10 list out early because I was curious to know, because everybody, you know, shares birthdays with other people, right? So I wanted to find out who were the top 10 celebrities that share my birthday. All right. So Marian Anderson, who was a singer back in the 1800s. Donnell Logue, who is an actor, famousbirthdays.com. I don't know where the heck he's from. Adam Baldwin. So I share a birthday with one of the Baldwin brothers.
One of the Baldwins, yeah.
Yeah.
The lesser known one.
The lesser known one, right. Rosanda Chili Thomas. Now, she was a singer for TLC.
That's not Left Eye?
I don't know.
No.
I have no idea. I don't listen to TLC.
I think she's dead.
Oh, okay.
Left Eye is.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she died a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
I think she burned down Andre Rison's house, too. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, Left Eye. Yeah.
Left Eye burned down Andre Rison's house?
Yeah, back in Atlanta. Like,
wow.
Like decades ago.
Good Lord. Thank God.
That's how old we are.
Thank God I'm single. Anyway. So Sir Jonathan Ivey, an industrial designer. Let's see. John Steinbeck. Prominent writer, very popular writer. Ralph Nader, who was a consumer advocate and politician. Kate Mara, an actress. This one I don't want to admit to, but I will. Chelsea Clinton. I know. Yeah. Whatever. Josh Groban, who's a singer-actor. Yep. Joanne Woodward. She was what an amazing actress she was.
Good.
Oh, man, she's amazing. And the number one actress who shares my birthday, or I share a birthday with her, Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh.
Who would have thought that?
Yeah.
I know. Married what?
Icon.
I know. How many, 25 times she was married?
Something like that. I would say 40.
Well, she was married to Joe DiMaggio for a little while, wasn't she?
I don't know. It was Marilyn Monroe.
Was that Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah. She was married to, a bunch.
I know. You know. I know. Elizabeth
bunch
Taylor.
Bunch of actors.
Yeah. And then, of course, she had her, I think you can still buy it, her perfume. I think it was White Diamonds.
Yeah.
I think you can still buy it at, TJ Maxx.
I just remember from the 80s. Remember when she was, in her, not prime, but late prime. She always had the claw, the hair teased up, the claw from the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
White Rain Central.
Jeez, old Pete's, man. That's, yeah. Well, you know what? Actually, when you talk about iconic actresses, every once in a while, I watch repeats of David Letterman's Viewer Mail because I miss David Letterman. You know, the late night talk shows are just nowhere near what they used to be.
It's really political.
They have been, and then they, and it just, it doesn't, you know, excite me at all. I, I, I like to see parody on both sides, right? You know, if you're going to have a like SNL used to be wonderful, used to be great comedy. Now it's just all one-sided politics.
Yeah,
and so is, you know, the late-night talk shows. Anyway, so, but I remember watching a Letterman viewer mail segment, and they were going to see Sophia Loren.
Ooh.
Yeah, and this was like
kind of ugly.
This was back in the 80s. But she, you know, she's still alive. She's like in her 90s.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when they went to visit her during the mail segment, they went into her dressing room. She's sitting there smoking a Lucky Strike.
I remember back in the day when we were young, we could smoke on planes.
Oh my God! Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, because when we because mom, dad, and I, we would always take trips, you know, every summer. And one year we went to San Francisco, flew out to San Francisco, and I distinctly remember, you know, smoking or not smoking. My dad's like smoking. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like it matters.
Yeah, on a plane.
Think about it, on a plane or in, just even in a restaurant, smoking or not smoking. You're like one table over. From smoking.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like no big deal. Yeah, well, and I think that all ended, I think it was like 2007, 2006, 2007 when they finally did away with all that. I remember distinctly because I was in a bowling
game. Planes, it's been a while.
Huh?
Planes, it's been a
planes,
while.
Planes, yeah. It has been a while. And, well, still the same. I mean, it's still a nasty habit, and I admit, you know, I still enjoy it.
Everybody has their vices.
Especially on the golf course.
Yes.
We've got three outings lined up already?
Yep.
So I'm excited.
And it's February.
Yeah, exactly. and also this week I had the pleasure of, because one of the things I like to do with the Cincinnati Chambers, I'm part of their advocacy council. So every once in a while we'll have these, I think it's like once a month, we have meetings and at different locations throughout the city, and we talk about certain politics or initiatives or things that can affect the city or that are affecting the city or things that, you know, folks would like to talk about in relation to how to make things better for, you know, people across the city. So we had two members of council, city council, that came in and sat down and talked with us. And they were kind of going on and on about, you know, affordable housing. And, of course, you know, that touches me because, how many clients have I had to turn away? Have you had to turn away simply because, you know, you may be able to be approved for, you know, $150,000, $200,000, but what are the odds that you're going to find a decent move-in ready home at that price?
In Cincinnati?
Eh. Slim.
Yeah.
Very slim. Now, one thing I will say is that the Port of Cincinnati will sometimes buy up a bulk of distressed homes and fix those up and sell them at, you know.
And they also have a grant. And the Port of Cincinnati has a grant that we offer.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's
very
great.
Hard. It's hard to qualify for, but they do offer it.
Well, that's good.
Up to 5%.
Up to 5%? Really? For down payment?
Mm-hmm.
That's
and it's a grant. It's not. It's just not they give you the money and gone.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's even better. Well, that's good to know. But I think the overall, you know, message that was given to folks was they're trying to give incentives for developers to come in and start building, you know, affordable housing. But the challenge is, you know, the median income for the city of Cincinnati in the urban core is probably, it's like right around $40,000, right?
And so that's high.
That's people that live in the city.
Yeah. And I think that's a tad high.
That is,
honestly.
Yeah. Probably is.
Yeah.
So when you look at that and you try to figure out, you know, your budget, I mean, that really, like if you want to rent an apartment, that only will afford you maybe $800 to $1,000.
Yeah, and it depends on what you have, too, what other bills you have. You know, just
right.
I mean, not even on credit. You know, you're talking about like car payments or credit card payments. You're talking daycare.
Yeah.
You know, which is extremely expensive.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, it's hard to incentivize developers to come into this area and build, you know, 8-story, 10-story, whatever, you know, apartment buildings. They're not going to get an ROI if the most they can charge is $800 to $1,000. If that's, you know, because you're trying to attract those folks that would love to have newer homes to live in or a newer apartment to live in with better amenities, but they can't afford it. And if you look at, you know, if you look at the home prices, like condo prices down here in the urban core, I mean, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 just in OTR.
And that's on the low end.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we just closed on a beautiful three-unit property in Mount Adams, at the bottom of Mount Adams. It has a great overlook of the city. $300,000 is what we got it for, and my client is going to renovate it, I'm sure he's going to rent it out, but I mean, we're looking at least, you know, because the second floor, well, the first floor is a one bedroom, the second floor is a two bedroom, and the third floor is a three bedroom. So the first floor will probably rent for $1,200 to $1,300
for a one bedroom.
For a one bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. Second floor will probably go for about $2,000, and upstairs, the very top, will probably go for about $2,500.
I mean, when you think about that, like, especially in today's interest rate market, that three bedroom is $2,500. You're talking $350,000 to $400,000 house.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you could buy.
And it also has a rooftop deck. But
yeah.
That being said, but the point I was going to make was, if you talk about, you know, the price of real estate, I mean, we got that at $300,000, needs some work. It's going to get fixed up. And I saw the rendering, and it's beautiful. It's going to be a show place. Right next door is basically a carbon copy of this building, $900,000 on the market for, that it's listed for.
Yeah. How much is the reno going to cost?
Oh, probably, I don't know, probably about 100, 120.
Yeah. So that's, think about it. He's $450,000 in.
Yeah.
You know,
and the ARV and the resale value is for $900,000. I mean, he's certainly looking at about $600,000 or $700,000 on an ARV,
yeah.
Resale value. But if you're gonna, hold that property and rent it out, I mean, obviously, you know, the rents are gonna have to match what is, you know, what your costs
are. And that's
Mount
Adams too, though.
Yeah, it is Mount Adams.
You know what I mean?
True. But that's just, that's just one example. So when we think of affordable housing, I think the message that has to be sent is you have to start cutting somewhere. You have to start making things more affordable in other areas, not just housing, whether it be utilities, whether it be fuel, whether it be groceries, whether it be taxes, income taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, whatever. You have got to find a way to cut back on some of those expenses, because you cannot spend your way by giving incentives. You can't spend your way out of a problem. It will never happen. And who's going to end up paying in the long run? The taxpayers. No, so that's
1,000%.
Yep, exactly. So there's our message for the day. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got some real estate to talk about. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour. The Greatest Hits. July 19th. Riverbend Music Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour. The Greatest Hits.
People in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SNAP to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SNAP for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SNAP for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
Tasty brew, friendly crew, and a great menu. All this and more is what you will find at the Indian Mound Cafe, a great neighborhood cafe located in the heart of Norwood. Crave a great burger, chicken wing, homemade soup, and the best gumbo in town? Then the Indian Mound Cafe is the place for you. Enjoy one of our daily specials or a house salad and a soup of the day. Easy to get to. just a half mile north of the Norwood Lateral at 5226 Montgomery Road. Come down to the mound.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in five historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are rating the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on iHeartRadio. If you wanted to call in and talk to me or Rick today, ask us a question, give us a comment, let us know, 513-563-1480. We'd love to hear from you. You know what? It's the last day of February, so we're coming up on, I think, one of the biggest gambling months of the year, because it's March Madness. And it doesn't look good for UC or Xavier to get into the tournament.
Miami.
Although, as I say, because UC had a couple of good wins. They beat Kansas. They beat
Iowa State.
Iowa State. Yeah, they had a couple of good wins. I don't know if that's...
They got smoked by Texas Tech, though.
Oh, I know. Well, you're a UC grad, yeah. So, you know,
Oklahoma State at home today.
Okay, well, if they win that game...
They got to do well in the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah.
Not win it. But they're most likely NIT better.
Well, if they can at least get into, like, the quarterfinals or me...
I'd rather see him lose than fire Wes Miller personally.
I think at this point that's kind of a foregone conclusion. I mean, the days, you know, I think a lot of UC fans are longing for the days of Bob Huggins, but you know.
I mean, I was a UCAT for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
You know, and spent that when Huggins was there, and as soon as Nancy's in for fired Huggins, I was like, see ya.
Yep.
I'm out.
Well, Huggy Bear was, you could always find him while he was here. You could always find him at Bella Luna's down there.
Which bar?
Bella Luna's. I know. Down there on Eastern Avenue, right at the Beachmont, you know, connector.
Yep.
I remember, because my friends and I used to go there when it was open. Now, Bella Luna's was a great Italian restaurant.
That was wonderful.
Oh, it was magnificent. Yeah. So whenever we would go there, and more often than not, we would see Huggins in the bar, I mean, putting back bourbons. And,
oh, he loved his scotch and bourbons.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
He probably
still
does. But
he probably still does.
Have you seen him lately?
No.
He looks like...
John Daly?
he needs to shave.
I'm sure.
You know, but he reminds me of like an older Grizzly Adams a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. He's
okay.
Like a full...
Full beard.
Yeah, yeah.
So he and John Daly could probably...
Oh, yeah, like gray.
Okay. Now,
like
John Daly, gray. For those of you that don't know, is a professional golfer, but... One of the biggest,
good boys.
Yeah, he's one of the good old boys.
And that's what his drink is.
Good boys?
Yep.
Never even heard of it.
Oh.
Well, okay.
Awesome.
This is really,
all right. So
this is a real estate show, man, not alcohol.
Sorry. Jesus, we'll have some when we play.
Well, you know what? Actually, one of my clients is actually sending me a bottle of bourbon. So we'll have some good bourbon for when we, because I think our first tournament is what, March?
Weeks, isn't it?
March 14th, the Irish Open up there in, Heatherwood.
Heatherwood.
Up in Springboro.
Yep.
Yeah, we can't drink that much. That's a long drive.
That's too far.
You know, we might
have. It's not like the Vineyard.
We might have Cincinnati police listening to this too, so we got to be careful. Anyway, so, but the point I was going to make here is what an amazing run by Miami, the Redhawks. I mean, 29-0. If you watched that game last night, my goodness, last second field goal. I can't remember who the kid was.
Do you know where he went? Do you know where he went to school?
No.
Lakota East.
He went to Lakota East.
Yep.
There you go. Excellent. Well, a little shout out to Westchester. So good luck, Miami. Way to go. Congratulations. 29-0. One more to 30 wins. You know, I'm sure obviously they're going to make the tournament, but what an amazing run. You know, given the fact that most of us here in the Cincinnati area are, you know, usually heartbroken this time of year with our sports teams. And then, but, you know, hope springs eternal. Baseball. Reds are looking pretty good.
Excited about the Reds. I'm a huge baseball guy.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah, I'm the, you know, like my dad is a huge Reds fan. So I was brought up during the Big Red Machine.
Yep, so was I.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, so my dad owned that clothing store down there.
Burkhart's.
Yeah, Burkhart's down on 4th.
Yep.
He would always furnish, you know, they would come in on their polyester suits he would get them from Dad.
the Big
Red Machine did. Yeah,
the Reds did.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, nice to harken back to the good old days when life was a little bit simpler.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't have cell phones and all the other stuff. Yeah. So there's some other stuff going on too. You know, there's a Dancing with the Stars live going on in Cincinnati today, actually. Next time is Thursday, May 7th. But tour features 34 professionals, new routines, and special guests, including Andy Richter, who's going to be here. Who's here today? And Elaine Hendricks in May, and it's over at the Andrew J. Brady Music Center on Race Street. Today it starts today at 7:30. So if any of you like Dancing with the Stars, you can actually go take a look and watch it live in downtown. Also, I found out that Rob Thomas, his rescheduled concert from January is now today. I think Marcy.
That Matchbox 20?
Yeah, that's the Matchbox 20 guy. Yeah, so his concert is today at the Hard Rock Casino at 8 p.m. Ooh. So those who had tickets for that concert can now, I'm sure, go to his concert tonight. I've been, you know, Hard Rock's actually a pretty nice place. We were there for the Circle of Excellence Awards earlier this year, and I'm honored that I was, this is what, my fifth year in a row I made Circle of Excellence.
What were you, silver?
Bronze. I'll make silver one of the, well, send me some more referrals so I can make silver,
I'm
dude.
Working on it, man.
I know. I just love to give you courage.
I know you do.
It's what we do. By the way, if you don't know, folks, Rick and I have known each other since basically we were in diapers. So
yeah,
long time. Yeah, so we're actually being quite tame on the radio because outside of here, it's... Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, it's like we're a couple of sailors. anyway, so here was a good story I wanted to bring up. Rick and I were talking about this before we came on. Proposal here from Mark Jeffries, which actually is a pretty nice idea regarding housing, because we, you know, again, affordable housing, that is going to be a topic of discussion for months and months and months and months and months going forward until, you know, until it's obviously
in elections.
Oh yeah, midterms are going to probably be hinging on something like that.
Yep.
So you can kind of see what, you know, a lot of the initiatives that are being taken, right? So Columbus passed several laws, bills regarding, you know, capping property taxes and trying to limit the raise or the increase in property taxes. So what Mark Jeffries is proposing, which I think is a great idea, when the city constructs a new building, it should stack housing on top, right? So if you've got, let's say you're building a restaurant, you know, and you see this a lot of, well, in downtown, you see it a lot.
The banks,
yeah. Right. So, you know, you put in a restaurant or whatever, a retail store, and then if you build one or two stories on top of it, build some housing, build some apartments, one-bedroom apartments, two-bedroom apartments, chances are you could probably make those pretty affordable because most of your tax revenue is going to come from that business.
Yep.
So you're not going to have to worry so much about overtaxing the residential part or units on top. So I think that's a great idea. And City Council unanimously passed a motion to examine the long-term capital needs for building replacements, right? And Mark Jeffries proposes adding housing on top of new public facilities like firehouses and police stations. Cincinnati Southern Railway Trust provides tens of millions annually to repair or replace declining infrastructure. So there you have funds that can be distributed to, if you're talking about, and there are lots of old dilapidated, you know, like for example, if you go into right by, it's not OTR. Right at the edge of OTR where West McMicken is.
Yeah.
Up there in the brewery district.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got that old brewery up there. You've got, I think, the old Phoenix Theater or something like that. Or yeah. I can't remember the name of it. But you've got that whole area. And I just sold a property on Mohawk Street right in that general vicinity. If you were to go in and buy up all that property, because I think some of it is abandoned, buy that property up, fix it up, and then redo the housing or tear it down and put up new buildings, but then put the housing on top. You can make it affordable.
Well, that's what they did with OTR, if you remember. Most of OTR was abandoned, like shops, you know, like the old school warehouses and stuff. You remember back, you know, before they started revitalizing OTR, that's all they were. So a friend of my wife's is one of led that in OTR is buying those buildings, you know, so in... What they did is they invested so much into it.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Fired up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, the city here, what I researched was that the city likely will be building several new structures in the coming years to replace aging facilities. When it does, it should partner with developers to add housing on top of those buildings. right? City council and the city's Cincinnati, the Railway Trust, providing tens of millions of additional dollars each year to either repair or replace the city's declining infrastructure, which could include firehouses, police stations, and recreation
That's
centers.
What we need, honestly.
Yeah.
Fire. It's fire.
More fire.
Oh, yeah.
More fire and more police.
Yeah. And the city, well, the police are just hiring. You know, you got to have bodies.
I think so. Well, and that's kind of the perception that a lot of people have. You know, there's been an uptick in violence. We see that, and unfortunately, it's on the news. Which I don't watch the news, but I get the updates, you know, from Channel 5 and Channel 19 on my phone. And it's something that's been talked about over and over and over again. You know, if you're going to make the streets safer, you've got to have more police patrolling. I was listening to Scott Sloan a couple weeks ago on WLW talking to another city councilman about the cameras in the West End, and you know, basically, she was saying, "Well, we're just having a hard time getting the money out the door." Excuse me?
That's BS.
That's garbage.
That is BS.
That is beyond garbage.
Yeah.
You know,
that was approved months and months ago.
Well, and see, this comes back to where
that girl got shot.
Yes.
Like,
that little 11-year-old girl got shot in the West End. Yeah. So this goes back to my point before the first break was you've got to cut and find ways to limit spending. And part of it is doing away with red tape and getting rid of this all the bureaucracy and trying to get something done, because if you have to go through five or six different layers of approvals and other people to get something accomplished, then you know what? You need to streamline, and that's where you can start cutting costs.
And that's not just Cincinnati.
No, that's everywhere.
That's everywhere, including federal government.
Yeah, no,
that's
God.
Everything. State, federal.
If anywhere. We start going down this rabbit hole, dude, we wouldn't get out of here till at least
I know
noon.
We would be sitting
We'd be here all frippin' day.
We talk about this all the time.
Well, and again, but you know, it's, again, affordability, right? You talk about it. Those of us with common sense out here in the general public, us peons, mm-hmm. you know, we've got the solutions. We've got the ideas. Why can't the government officials understand that? What we're talking about is what actually can work.
There's a lot of reasons there, which we would spend too much time.
I know, we would. And it's on both sides of the aisle, by
it
the
is.
Way.
So, yeah,
I mean,
it's
this
not
is
just
not just one-sided. Yeah. Right, right. So, all right, anyway, so, but that, those are some good ideas. Some hopefully, you know, City Council, if you're listening, we're giving you some good ideas here. Take them to heart. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO. We'll be back in a little bit.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrett, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you feel embarrassed, trapped, maybe even ashamed just because you own a timeshare? Well, I'm here to tell you you're not alone. Chuck McDowell here, the timeshare cancellation guy. I get over 3,000 complaints a week from all kinds of folks that feel the same way you do. Honest people, teachers, veterans, grandparents, all losing sleep over a timeshare they can't get rid of. That's why 15 years ago, I founded Wesley Financial Group to help people take their lives back. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we would want our own family to be treated. That mindset has helped us cancel over 50,000 timeshares from people just like you. So if you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-277-3355. 800-277-3355. 800-277-3355.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm going to make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing.
Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us and two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with auto pay, plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128 gigabytes, $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
One word that I would have to describe Dr. Peck would be perfectionist. I didn't like pictures taken because I could see my smile was not very attractive. Basically, I'd gotten to the point where I was going to have dentures. And so that's when we started the long journey, despite the time, the effort, the money. I would do this over again. People at work say, your teeth really look nice. And I said, I know, don't they?
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Connie Birdwell, and I love my new smile.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on iHeartRadio. Again, if you'd like to call in and talk to me or Rick, give us a shout, 513-563-1480. Doesn't even have to be a real estate question. You can just ask us or give us a comment about life in general, you know, because we've talked to quite a few things today, so affordable housing and bourbon and... Tell us your favorite bourbon if you want to. What the heck, you know? Mine is
anything from Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace. Okay, I'm still a big fan of Woodford. Yeah. So yeah, I know. Anyway, so before we went to break, so now we're getting into some real estate stuff here, and now that it's the spring season, it's actually kind of it's not in full swing just yet, but it's getting there. Full swing, you know, baseball reference.
There you go.
But there are some things to consider. If you are in the market this year to buy, and at the top of the show we were talking about interest rates coming down, so the incentives to get out there and begin the process. In fact, the federal government every year gives the Welcome Home Grants, and I believe it's up to $20,000 this year?
$25,000.
Is it $25,000? Okay.
April this year.
Yeah, so a grant to pay for your closing costs and your down payment. It's a grant from the federal government for up to $25,000, and obviously you do have to qualify. So you can call Rick, or you can call – well, I would call Rick first because Rick's been doing this for, what, 26, 27 years?
27.
27 years. So, and you're calling me old?
Yeah, I know.
Shut up. Anyway.
Man, I went from college to bartending to this mortgage industry back in the day. So,
you know, well – and I went from college to restaurant management to retail management to all other kinds
of
stuff.
So when you were doing all that, I was in this crazy business.
Yeah.
But back then, I could give a loan to a cat if you had a Social Security number and a birth date.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's changed a lot.
I'm sure it has. I know it has. It has. It had to have. Actually, you know what? Okay, so that actually brings up a good topic, because does it feel like some of those restrictions are loosening because of what we're dealing with in the economy right now with the affordability thing, or trying to spur people out, spur more spending and lending and everything else?
Yeah. I mean, if you go back to, before 2008 and 2010, when the, you know, our industry almost bankrupted this country from subprime loans.
Yeah.
You know, it was anybody, if you could put no money down if you had a 580 credit score.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And the problem was that most of those were on short-term ARMs.
Oh.
You know, like they were called 228s, two-year fixed, 28-year variable. So the promise was, like, even though your credit score is there, you know, your house is going to appreciate. So when your fixed is up, fixed at a two-year period, you'd refinance to a 30-year fix. Well, when 2008 hit, houses didn't appreciate. They depreciated. So a lot of people, you know, went from that two-year fixed to a 28-year variable. So back then, you know, if you had a rate of 7, start off, you can go up 2% the first year your loan was available, 2% the second year, and the third year was 6%. So you go from 7% up to 13%. So people have to make a choice of food on the table, make your mortgage payment.
Wow.
So that's what kind of led to the foreclosures.
Were those interest-only loans part of that as well?
A little bit. It was more the variable, and then the housing, houses depreciating were the biggest part. But now, after that 2010, I mean, they came in and bailed out everybody. You saw the underwriting swing way to the conservative side.
Oh, absolutely.
And you need to basically give your firstborn to get qualified. right? And a good loan officer will tell you what you need up front to get pre-qualified, right?
Right.
Now you're seeing a little bit more laxed on the income verification. Like now we'll go, instead of having to get W-2s and pay stubs, we'll go to a verification of a third-party verification of employment, like the work number, you know,
sure.
where we go off that, and we'll use that for your verification of employment. So underwriting guidelines are getting a little bit less tight.
Makes sense.
A lot of the loans that we've been doing have also been getting appraisal waivers, unless if you're a conventional borrower. So if you've got good credit and you can do a conventional loan, we run it through our automated underwriting system. You can possibly get an appraisal waiver, which saves the buyer $600.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So those are only on conventional loans. You can't really get it on FHA, VA, or
FHA. Yeah, I totally get that, and you know, because those are government. You know, those are kind of government-backed programs.
Well, so's conventional. It's Fannie and Freddie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but the buyers that tend to go the conventional route,
yeah,
better qualified. Better credit score, ratios are lower, you know, stuff like that.
Better reserves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have money in a bank. You're putting, you know, 5 to 20% down or more.
Well, and that actually brings up, okay, so that actually can kind of springboard into my topic here. Like, so here are 10 things to consider when buying a home, right? So the first, number one, is get your budget sorted first. Yes, before you fall in love with the house. Here's the thing. You can't truly enjoy house hunting until you know what you can afford. Getting pre-approved for a mortgage should be your very first step, not your third or fourth. Why? Because pre-approval gives you a realistic price range to work with, serious credibility when you make an offer, protection from heartbreak. Trust me, when you don't want to fall in love with a house you can't afford, right? You don't want to fall in love with a house you can't afford.
Right.
And that's
number one.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Mean, honestly, I mean, Sean, do you go show a house to someone that's not pre-approved?
No.
That's a waste of time.
No. No, it absolutely is. It because, again, you don't know if you can afford that house.
No.
Right?
So you go look at a $400,000 house, fall in love with it, you can afford $300,000.
Or $200,000, or whatever
$200,000
the case
or whatever.
Yeah,
you
whatever
don't know
is.
Because, again, what you think you can afford is not what you can afford, you know, because there's so many factors into it.
And here's something else. So, and I've talked about this several times on the show. If you get a pre-approval amount for, say, $350,000, you are not going to go look for a house that's $350,000. There is when you talk about budgets, there are so many other factors that come into play, right? You've got your utility costs, you've got your healthcare costs, you've got your childcare costs, you've got your automobile expenses, food, you know, maintenance for your house. You got to have a reserve. Right. So, you know, when you get your pre-approval amount, it does not factor all that stuff in. It looks at your ratios and it looks at your income and your credit score. And it says, OK, fine, this is what we think you
can
afford.
And the main thing about that is that you can get pre-qualified up to a lot more than you think, because we go off your gross income, not your take home.
That, okay? Exactly.
You know, so but you also got when I pre-approve someone, I give you the max, but then we work on payment.
Right.
You know, and the payment's the biggest thing about getting pre-qualified, because you know what you can afford. I'm not paying your house payment. I can pre-approve you up to 50% to 55% of your gross income. Your gross.
Yeah.
But not your take home.
And I wonder if a lot of people don't really recognize that.
Well, a good LO should tell you. Good loan officer should tell you that, because
sure.
That's when it comes into play, because, again, people, their eyes get bright. They'll bushy-tail, like, I can afford a $400,000 house. All right, well, you might be house poor.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because remember, when we go in to qualify, we just go off what's on your credit.
Right.
Not your daycare. Not
your, they don't look at your
not
checkbook.
Your everyday or Duke or anything like that. So you have to take that in what you're comfortable with making each month is what you have to look at.
So let me ask you this. When you talk about gross income, you think there'll ever come a time when pre-approvals will be based off net income?
Never.
No.
Nope.
Because then why?
No. It's just... Because it depends, because it's different tax brackets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, federal tax is different. How many withholdings you have. Like, so when you do your 4506, when we pull your tax records, we'll show how many dependents you have.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when you fill out your tax paperwork, how many dependents do you claim? You can go up to 10, 15. You know, you're going to have to pay Uncle Sam at you know, when you pay.
Right.
When you file your taxes, you know, but so that's not. Something that I don't think will ever change. We'll have to go off gross. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, and here's a pro tip. So, you know, when we're talking about budgets and house affordability, don't rely on online calculators. There's a lot, because I use the Zillow Mortgage app a lot with clients. I realize that, and I tell them, I said, look, this is just a basic tool. This is a ballpark.
Estimate?
Huh?
The Z estimate?
No, I don't do that. No, are you kidding me? Like I always say, Zillow is about as accurate as a politician telling the truth.
That's facts. Huh? I mean, seriously, it's terrible.
It's ridiculous.
It's so bad.
It's bad. But the mortgage app is actually kind of cool. But yeah. Don't rely on online calculators. Talk to a local lender. Talk to Rick,
yeah.
Again, who's got the experience, 27 years doing this, who understands the Cincinnati market. They can help you navigate Ohio-specific programs like OFA, down payment assistance, yeah. Including first-time homebuyer assistance that could save you thousands. Now, the second thing is school districts matter more than you think. Even if your kids aren't school age yet, this is huge. The quality of local schools affects not just your children's education, but also your home's resale value down the road.
1,000%.
Yep, so research these factors. School ratings and performance scores, student-to-teacher ratios, extracurricular programs and facilities, district boundaries, they can be surprisingly specific, and private school options if public schools aren't the right fit. So in Cincinnati, neighborhoods like Mason, Indian Hill, and Montgomery, even in Anderson Township, are known for exceptional school systems, but there are hidden gems throughout the area. Don't assume you know the best districts. Dig into that data and find out for yourself. Like, for example, Oak Hills. Yeah. Oak Hills is in a magnificent school district.
It is.
It is.
And taxes are relatively low.
Exactly.
Yep.
So if you're looking for, you know, a place to move to for your kids' education, think of the West Side over in Oak Hills. I mean, that is a great school system.
Yeah.
If you move into even though you're going to get outstanding educations in Lakota, Mason, Sycamore, Forest Hills, what have you, you know, your property taxes and your home prices are going to probably be through the roof.
Yeah. Well, I live in
Anderson. We both live in Anderson.
I know.
Yeah.
And so my real estate taxes are high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that goes again. We'll go back to the pre-approval. Okay, so that goes into getting pre-qualified, you know, because if you get a $400,000 house in Bethel,
yeah,
compared to a $400,000 house in Anderson, your taxes are triple in Anderson than they are out in Bethel.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's, you have to, a good loan officer and a good bank or whatever you go through for your lender will look at that and say, you can go up to this amount. But send me some addresses that you might do. So if you're like you get put them on a drip campaign, right? When you first,
sure,
you know, you send out houses.
I send them houses. Yeah,
put like four bedrooms.
I text them whatever.
Four bedroom school district, whatever. You text or send the address of the house that someone's interested, that they're interested in. A good LO will look up the taxes and tell you if you're qualified and give you an estimated payment. Because it's real estate taxes, especially in Ohio, depending on the school district, is a deal killer.
It can be in a lot of cases, yeah. Parents want to send their kids to the best schools, but at the same time, you know, what's the trade-off, right? Yeah. So thank goodness Columbus has done a few things with the property taxes, but at the end of the day, they have to come down.
Yeah.
You can limit them, you can cap them, you can do whatever you want.
They're not going to go away.
They're not going to go away, out. And let's make that clear.
Yeah.
Even though there's that big push,
it's
not going to go away. No.
You would pay it somewhere else.
Exactly. 20% sales tax? Yeah, not happening. So, all right. So we got a few more topics here regarding house buying with Rick. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, live in concert.
Listen to the man
in the rain. The Indigo Park Tour. April 9th at Taft Theater. Performing selections from his new album and other favorites. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com or the Taft Theater box office. Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers.
Beal Brothers Jewelers have been taking pride in being a family-owned and operated business for over 100 years at the same location in Newport, Kentucky. Beal Brothers Jewelers have earned the trust, respect, and confidence of generations of families in those 100-plus years by providing the highest quality at affordable, reasonable prices, delivered with service second to none. Whether it's customized bridal jewelry, diamonds, mountings, wedding bands, gifts, or fine pieces,
Beal Brothers Jewelry is confident they'll be able to assist with satisfying your jewelry needs. If you'd like a trusted and respected appraisal on your jewelry, visit Beal Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street in Newport, or speak with Kurt Beal at 859-261-9431. That's 859-261-9431, or visit BealBrothersJewelry.com. Beal, spelled B-I-H-L. Beal Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street in Newport, Kentucky. Here yesterday, today, and tomorrow, providing quality since 1923.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 brake special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup, like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity, factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat, in-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine, and the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer, online at BudHerbertMotors.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on iHeartRadio. We are in the home stretch, and as I see the sunlight out there, I'm like, get me out of here. I want to go have some fun, and actually, I got to go do a showing after this.
Up in
Deer Park. Well, no, this is actually the second showing for a family. It was interesting because one thing that, real estate, you're always learning. And I found out that if you are in the city of Cincinnati and you are wanting to, like, make a change to your home, like, let's say, for example, you have your basement's unfinished and you want to put in a bathroom. You actually have to get plans and permits to do that with the city. I kind of knew that, but I didn't think it was a real thing, but it actually is. And any permits that were applied for prior to, I think it was in like the last 3 to 4 years. There's no online record of them. So there's a way to track it on the EasyTrack system, which is done through CAGES. So, again, I kind of knew it, but I wasn't 100% sure, but now I know.
But you know why you have to do the permits, right? Taxes.
It's always about taxes.
That's what I'm saying.
And why do you
finish
think so?
Your basement, your square footage is good. You got to finish the basement now.
Wait a minute. Because if you finish off your basement, if it's below level, if it's under the underground level, the auditor won't count it. Not
in square footage, but if you get a permit for it, they will add your taxes.
Oh, okay.
You know, like we put an addition on our outside.
Right.
You know, it's attached to our house, so it counted in square footage. And our tax, we had to get a permit. You know, because it's attached to the house,
you know,
just for resale value, stuff like that, you know, and our taxes went up.
Good God. You know, the days of Al Capone have now switched over to the days of Congress and Senate.
And it's all real estate.
Oh, I know.
And it's just, I mean, it's crazy, the tax percentages.
Can you imagine what our world's going to look like in 50 years when we're like, mate, when both of us are probably gone? What are taxes? What's
I'm not making it to 100, so
neither am I. I'll be lucky if I make it to 70. I don't want to say that, but
be realistic.
I know. Okay,
we'll say 80. We'll do dad's. We'll do 87.
We'll say 85.
Or your mom's age.
Hey, I just want to make it past 56. I want to beat my dad.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, I just like to get in it. If I live as long as my dad's, I'll be happy.
Your dad is what an amazing character. Good Lord. I mean, you know, 87 years old, still work. I mean, well, obviously.
Yeah, until he got sick. Yeah.
Until he got a little incident there. But coming back strong, I mean, you know, that's good genes, man. Yeah. Hell, my great grandmother lived to be 104. My grandmother, my mom's mother, made it into her mid 80s. The only thing that, you know, stopped her was that she had a bad fall. And it, you know, that.
Yeah, when you get that old.
Yeah. You know, and my mom is what? Going to be 82, and she can still kick my backside.
Yeah, I just saw her yesterday.
Yeah. It's like, that's why I said, did she give you a detention?
Yeah, I was like, DT Denny's in the house.
DT Denny, there we go. Those of you out there listening know, remember my mom, school teacher, Anderson Township, Forest Hills, for 40 years, handed out detentions like a blackjack dealer in Vegas.
Oh, God. She was. And now, do you know the funny thing about your mom? She would never let me be in her class just because of the relationship that she had with my parents.
Yeah.
She would not, I would be put
because
in her class.
Because then that would be bad.
Yeah.
Because you would try to get away with everything, and my mom would be taking you by the ear out to Lucas's office.
That's true.
She would. She's done it. I actually heard the story that she actually took a kid by the ear out of this classroom and took him right down to the principal's office.
Yes. I actually got paddled.
So did I.
Yeah, and when I was in 7th and 8th grade at the old Forest Hills Junior School.
Yeah.
I got the old, which nowadays would be a freaking crazy.
Oh, there'd be lawsuits all over the place.
Yeah, but I had to sign it.
You had to sign it?
I had to sign it. I got paddled and I had to sign it.
Oh, sign the paddle?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you know what? There's something to be said for that. I'll be honest with you, because even though I got paddled when I was a little kid, my mom, you know, she would whack me with the wooden spoons when I got out of line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look at us now.
Yeah.
You know, you learn from that. You know, you make a mistake and you're held accountable.
Sean, you know, that's never going to go.
I know.
It's just, nowadays, is if you sneeze wrong, you're going to
end up in court.
Yeah. Or you're going to get plaster all over social media. You're going to get, you know, and Our career would be done just because, you know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
If something like that would happen, like, I would be out of a job. You'd be out of a job.
Oh,
if
sure.
Something like that would happen. It's just crazy now.
If you you discipline your, I don't have kids, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. I have two, but.
I know. I know.
But, I mean, again, what's in your house is within your house.
I agree.
You know.
Well, and speaking of that, so we talk about houses. One of the other key factors in the 10 things here is the must-haves and nice-to-haves list. Now, let's think about this because this also talks to affordability. This is where we separate dreams from reality. Before you start looking, create two lists. The must-haves, the deal-breakers, number of bedrooms and bathrooms you absolutely need, location requirements, proximity to work, family, schools, etc. Essential features like a garage or first-floor laundry, right? Now, nice-to-haves wish list. Upgraded kitchens, finished basement, fancy master bathroom, and updated flooring. Now this kind of speaks to, you know, being clear about these two things helps you make decisions faster and prevents you from passing on a great home because it's missing granite countertops, which you can always add later. Yeah. This goes back to something I talked about a couple weeks ago about buying the ugly duckling, right? So, example, a house just came on the market yesterday. This was a beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with an unfinished basement. Obviously, it looks like, you know, it needed to be rescued from the Brady Bunch on the interior.
The wood paneling?
Yeah, the wood paneling. However, it was priced a good I think at least $40,000 below market value. So that's the kind of home that if you're a first-time home buyer and, you know, you're savvy and you have some – well, even if you don't have skills, you have, you know, people that
connections,
yeah. Or you talk to your agent who's always got good connections. See, every agent should have connections.
That's
to
a
contractors.
Good listening agent, by the way, who would price that down like that, knowing it needs updated.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you see, and we're actually seeing more and more of that as, you know, our population ages and baby boomers are starting to retire and move into assisted living or more independent living. You know, they don't, a lot of times, now they take care of the main things of their house, you know, the mechanical systems, the roofs,
HVAC.
They're exceptionally clean
houses,
but they don't update those things like, you know, stoves. And, you know, it's that old saying that my mother taught me, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without.
And they don't make things like that anymore, by the way.
No, they don't.
You know, it's like your phone.
Yeah.
You know, your battery dies because you update the new iOS because they want you to buy a new one. Like stuff like that. They don't make stuff like they used to. And those old like Frigidaires, like those old school like stoves, refrigerators like that, they lasted for 20 years.
Easily.
Now, if you make it to 8 to 10, you're lucky.
Well, and refrigerators too. I mean, LG, right? Great reputation for, you know, audio and other electronics. But for refrigerators, they suck.
They're awful. One of my office just died.
Yeah. I had compressors may last about 3 or 4 years, and then when they conk out, nobody here locally will fix it.
I had to shout out to Days.
Yes,
Appliances.
Days Appliance.
So
oh, those guys are
They came out
wonderful.
On Wednesday, and the guy came out and said, listen, this is going to cost you $1,000 to buy a new one.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he didn't have to say that. He's like, okay, and the compressors, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. You
know, that's good people.
Well, and that leads to the one of the other tips, too, is don't skip the home inspection. Mm. And I will home systems inspection, I should say, but the home inspection in general.
Yeah.
I have seen that that's still kind of a thing some from time to time where folks will drop inspect. Outside of spending over the amount that the house is worth, you know, the old appraisal gap coverage, which I've said is ridiculous. That's not a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Do not ever, and I mean ever, waive a home inspection, because you are taking all of the risk. If you do not have a, even if you get a home warranty, I mean, that kind of helps mitigate.
It covers some.
Some.
Not everything.
Right.
Not like sewer.
Right. No. Yeah. Right. Sewer scopes. Yeah. Right. So if your sewer backs up or, you know, from the street into your house.
Yeah.
Those types of things. So you never, ever do that. And it's not as prevalent as it was, you know, back in the heydays of the pandemic when people were jumping all over each other to get a house. However, it still does happen. Mm-hmm. Like when we were talking about the school systems, right? Forest Hills, Mason for sure,
Mason.
You know, Lakota, Sycamore, whatever. You know, folks are still doing that, and I'm here to tell you, please don't. Always get an inspection, and I'll have Adam Kroc from Areawide Home Inspection on here. Oh, he's one of the best.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. So to talk about that a little bit more. So anyway, so there are some good tips for the day. If you need to ask a quicker question about interest rates or mortgages or even refinance, Rick, how can my listeners get to you?
Phone number is 513-383-2923. And my email is rbarrick, B-A-R-R-I-C-K, at allwestern.com.
Okay. So Rick is, and again, is a sponsor of mine. So he'll be on again next month at some point. So folks, really appreciate you listening in today. I hope everyone has a great weekend. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and we'll see you next Saturday. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.